how does in the between get connected to controlling the weather?
It's like a tree. You know, I would say in between is a very intense area. I don't think you're going to be able to really work with the controlling weather when you're in between, unless you really get geared in that direction, because in between is so different, but also it has flavors of that state of mind at the same time. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just like a tree, and different branches are bearing different things. Instead of just one side having fruit, each limb might give something different, like lemon or whatever. When you're in between, you're kind of at all the outer branches, you know what I'm saying? You're at the utmost rather than dealing with the fruit. It's just like from the same place, but something very different. So, when you experience it, you'll know. When you do this, you'll know. It's similar. It's like you're in that space in your mind, but not so deep. Not nearly as deep. You're more in this state of mind. But you're operating everything from a different place. You're not operating it from your mind or your brain. You're operating it from a different intelligence, and that intelligence emanates from your chest. And I mean that literally. It's like a different dimensional body, and its brain, its center of conceiving, contemplation, is in your chest. And we use it all the time. We just don't recognize it in a way consciously. But you do. I mean, that's the whole thing I've been referring to this whole time. You know, like you're knowing ask yourself, where do you feel, when you think about it's going to rain and you go outside and you know it's going to rain, where do you feel it? Ask yourself, where do you feel the knowing? You're going to feel it right here, right in your upper chest area. There's a certain kind of intelligence there, okay? Just like other intelligence in different parts of your body, but this particular one is very rooted to very dimensional affecting things. And I use it all the time. So I'm very familiar with it. I know that if I have to deal with something, I don't deal with it in my brain. I somehow rationalize and work it all out right in my chest as a kind of intelligence. I think that we think because the brain's here and it is there and we're in this dimension that, you know, well, we think all of our thoughts there. And I think that's one of the biggest limiting things there are, that you got to think outside the box. There's other kinds of intelligences. When you get hungry, you know you're hungry, but where is it telling you're hungry? Point. How do you know? Your brain's telling you. You're told in science, right? You're told biologically. Your brain knows. You know what it is. It's this intelligence communicating, and this one's just simply decoding it. Your brain's decoding, but you don't need a decoder. It's just telling you, like the apps, that you're supposed to use it. Well, you don't need to use it. You don't need to use it. You already understand it. You're just not paying attention. You're just automating it, and this is going, hey, you know, it's like when it's like me talking to Matt. And I would say, hey, Matt, tell Eric, you know, I don't like the way he's sitting in that chair. Go on.
Oh, he doesn't like the way you're sitting in that chair.
And then you would respond to Matt?
Well, tell him it's comfortable.
Well, it's comfortable.
You would say, Eric says, or this is the other.
That it's
okay,
comfortable.
This is what we're trained to do. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, if I was the stomach, I'm saying to the brain, which would be Matt, blah, 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 he can hear me. He knows what's going on. But he'll wait for it to be digested to him there. So that's your consciousness. That's your normal consciousness. Do you understand? That's what you're doing with everything in your life. You're making the brain, you know, in charge of everything. But you know everything already. And if you could just bypass it, boy, things would be a lot faster. You'd all of a sudden be a genius, you know? You'd be like me, hey. So, and, you know, even I can't be 100% all the time in this state where direct information, but there's a good flow with that with me. You know what I'm saying? And that's a huge advantage in what makes me so. But it's the only way that I keep explaining the same thing. It's just finding different ways of explaining it so it gets through to you guys one of these days. Does that make sense for you guys?
Oh,
so there's
yeah.
a different kind of intelligence right here in your upper chest. And that's a special kind of intelligence that you can work with dimensional things with. It knows all things to men. It knows when there's an entity in the room. It knows how to communicate with it. It knows how to do all sorts of things. And you just got to pay attention to it. If you pay attention, you'll be amazed.
Now, in the in-between class, you talked about maintaining only for a certain amount of time. Can using that other kind of thinking allow you to maintain longer and longer?
Right. Well, this always gets back to the same thing. Why do you think I say don't talk with your brain? Why?
Slow.
Because the thinking is, if you don't use this one, you're going to be forced to what? Use your other intelligences. This is why I teach the way that I teach. This is why what we're trying to say. It's just sometimes hard to think how to explain these things. It defies all logic. You know, you guys want to think, well, was there a brain in your chest? How does it work? What's making it work? Well, it's not organic, but it's there.
Do these have a connection to the chakras? Because you're pointing here and then, you know,
well,
the stomach down
no,
here.
The chakras are another dimensional body. It's just another way of understanding how to work with all of them. You know, but in a way you could say yes, that there is a connection, but in a way no. It's very independent of it all. It's just hard for you guys to think multidimensionally. And that's for me. It's as real as there is for certain gurus. It's as real as it is. You know, it's they just know it. It's we accept it just like our hands or taste buds or whatever. You know, it's just part of us. So by telling somebody not to think with your brain or to meditate, what you're really doing is you we're trying to get you to realize that you can think down there. So, you know, there you have it. You know, much of everything spiritual and dimensional, multidimensional, is all in here. It's this intelligence that's there, and when you can learn to work with it, you know. And don't think you can't use your brain at all. You can, you know, you can do two things at one time. That's usually the best way. Do you follow me?
Is that the sixth sense right there?
You know, the sixth sense is not any one thing. The sixth sense is in your brain. But the part that's telling you you can communicate with it is the sixth sense that's working with your brain, because this is where you're rooted mainly. So you got to work with the brain. Do you understand? Well, it's like to say one part of your brain is motor gears. Another part, like on the right-hand side, is going to be sight or something, and smell might be in the back of your head. Well, down in there is the sensory, which is in the pineal gland per se, or what I would call the seat of the soul or the seat of your sixth sense. Is the interpreter for other forms of data. So sixth sense goes into many areas. So if you were to say to me, is that the sixth sense? I would go, no. If you were to ask me, is that a portion of what is considered sixth sense? I would say, absolutely. Because when you go in between, you're not really using this. Do you understand? But in between is part of the sixth sense. It's just another facet of an amazing amount of abilities you have. But the human race has really just lost touch with it, and it's, you know, they're unconscious of it. They're asleep.